have you ever stubbed your toe in the public? Maybe you were out somewhere at a beach and you had been out there walking with your flip-flops. Of course, you took your flip-flops off, though, once you got into the sand and let your feet just sink down into that thick white sand so that those grains of sand could just run through your toes, run over the tops of your feet as you take one step after the other, just enjoying the sensation of your feet and the sand engaging each other. And then you put your flip-flops back on because it was time for you to head on back to the hotel room, and you got ready to go ahead and rinse your feet off at one of those little water deals that sprays water out for you. You took those flip-flops off, and you made your move towards the water and hit a pole, a piece of wood that was there all the time, and you saw it, but you didn't see it. Hit that toe. Oh! And your whole body just cringed up, doubled up. You reached down and grabbed that toe and held it so affectionately. And someone else who was over there by the other water thing, rinsing their feet off, saw what happened. They heard you cry out, oh, and they came, oh, I'm so sorry it happened. You okay? You okay? And they put their hand on your shoulder. You okay? Well, were you? Well, I'll tell you what. Medical News Today is sharing some information with us about pain. And I'll tell you what we're going to be doing. We are going to be comparing whether, number one, we can experience some relief from pain when someone we know approaches us and tries to comfort us some kind of way. When someone who is a stranger approaches us and tries to comfort us in some kind of way. And if we can receive some level of comfort from someone we know and from a stranger, can we receive more comfort, more relief from one or the other? Can the person who we know relieve that pain even better? Or would the stranger relieve that pain even better? So let's just say you're the one who hurt your toe. Or you were out somewhere in the public and you hurt your elbow. Do you think it would hurt less? Do you think you'd get some pain relief if you received immediate attention from someone you knew well? Or would you receive more pain relief if the help came from a complete stranger? Earlier this year, there was a study that was covered on Medical News Today that showed that just by touching someone we care about, just by touching them, we can relieve physical pain to a certain degree. I remember something that amazed me. I was about 6 years old, about 5 or 6 years old. No. I was about 5 years old. I wasn't 6 years old. I was younger than that. About 5 years old. And I was outside playing with some of my friends. I don't remember how I did it, but some kind of way I ended up hurting my hand. And I tried to ignore it. I couldn't. It was hurting too bad. I started screaming and I ran into the house to my father. And I showed him my hand, and he didn't know what to do. So finally, he just took my hand because he was looking around thinking what he could do to make my hand all right. He couldn't think of anything that was there quickly that he could put his hands on. So he said, I know what I'll do. And he held my hand. I had hurt the top of my hand. He took the palm of my hand in his hand and slowly brought my hand to his lips, and he kissed my hand. Ladies and gentlemen, call it psychological, call it whatever you want. I'm telling you, the pain immediately and completely went away. I stood there looking at my hand and trying to feel whether or not there was any more pain there, because I couldn't believe that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, I must have stood there for about 10, 15 seconds trying to determine if there was any more pain. Because I was trying to decide, okay, did some of the pain go away or did all the pain go away? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, there was no more pain. I looked at my father. I could tell my mouth fell open. My eyes got big. I said, how did you do that? You made all the pain go away. My friends were feeling sorry for me because I had hurt my hand pretty bad. They were feeling bad for me. You could see the worried look in their faces. And they were waiting for me to come back. And you could see how tense they were. They were standing outside the door waiting for me to come back out. And you could see the tension in their faces. You could see it and how drawn up their bodies were. And when I came out smiling, they began to relax. They said, so what happened? Oh, I'm okay now. So what happened then? I said, my father just kissed my hand. And I remember when I was in the room, in the living room with him, I said, Mom doesn't even do that. Mom hasn't been able to make my hand, the pain go away like that. That was a touch, ladies and gentlemen. That's a true story, by the way. That really happened. That was a touch from somebody, of course, I knew well. Wasn't a stranger. But still amazing to me. It amazed me then. It amazes me now. Recently, researchers from the University of Würzburg in Germany, the University of Amsterdam in the Netherlands, and the University of Zurich in Switzerland conducted a study that addressed an intriguing question. I'll let you know what that question was in just a few minutes.